We're back. Before we get started, I have a bone to pick with two niggas. Derek Maurice Burgess, what's that boy's name? Derek Jerome Burgess, yeah. And Marion Jane Hudson the second or whatever his name.
Marion fuck nigga Jerome.
Marion, who you in Hawaii with? Just tell me. Why you hiding?
So this nigga went to Hawaii on a whim. Like, I feel like Hawaii is a trip. You want people to know I'm going to Hawaii. Like, right. That's a 16-hour flight. Mm-hmm. I ain't nothing easy to wake up one day and go, I'm going to Hawaii. This was a well-thought-out, strategically planned trip. Mm-hmm. And since you didn't tell us, I feel like you went with a man.
You went with a nigga. He planned it during Pride Month. Like, he had to. And then, bust out. Alright, let's... Here's the backstory, y'all. And this is why I don't like these two niggas. So, the other day, we planning, like, hey, look, we needed to record. We ain't hung out in a while. Derek about to leave. Mind you, Derek's going to Hawaii for, what, 3 years?
Don't come back.
Yeah. And so, we're like, you know, we need to hang out. Whatever, whatever. For one, Derek starts crying because Chad comes in the chat like, look, this is party in a couple weeks. Are we going? Yada. Derek's like, I can't believe, like, you talking about a weekend at Bernice's and I'm about to leave in a week. Weekend at Bernice's is crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. He said, and I'm about to leave in a week and you ain't mentioned a thing about it. Chad, I give you the shout out, like, how about y'all come to the house Saturday? We record. I got a bottle. We enjoy ourselves. Boom. MJ, I'm in Hawaii. What? What? What?
When the fuck?
Then, they had the nerve to put in the group chat suggestions about Hawaii. And I'm just like, me and Chad are at work. Please text this nigga. Like that.
All right, this is a personal conversation and a business chat. This is the always 5 o'clock business chat.
Like, it is like the most uncordial thing you could do is talk about vacation shit while niggas is at work. Like, I mean, that's just me, but I don't know.
Nah, for real, I gotta see one of these niggas.
And what's crazy is, like,
I take black, we closer in size.
Alright, you gotta. I've seen MJ pictures he done posted. Y'all closer in size.
MJ, he thick.
He packing on weight.
Yeah, them little pink shorts. He thick. Yeah, hope one of them Polynesian niggas drop something in you out there.
Somebody fuck them. Yeah. Who taking your pictures too?
Yeah, tell us.
Like, those are iPhone pictures.
I told Justin, I said, look, check Crunch Time store. see what he at.
Yeah. So either way, y'all got a 2-man mission tonight, which is something y'all have probably never experienced in life.
I just always knew me and Justin was gonna be the last two standing. Like, in the beginning of all this, I said, when it's all said and done, watch how this shit shake out.
Yeah. And what's crazy is, like, this was our idea.
I knew it.
This was our idea.
I'm like, look, MJ, you're fired. You're done, son.
Yeah. Like, nah, for real. Like, look, new beginnings, man. Well, some serious shit. No, for real, you got the two funniest niggas on the podcast tonight. We drinking, Chad put me on some new shit, Don Julio. I say 1942 on it, but it ain't the other shit.
Aged.
It's aged.
Aged. Gotcha. Reposado.
Well, it's been an exciting Saturday, though. Like, literally, not even an hour ago, Trump got shot at. That shit is wild.
This is hot off the press. Like, breaking news. Like, you might be hearing it here first. You know, I might fuck around and drop the episode tonight. Like, off some quick shit. Just so, because we, like, CNN can damn near interview us to figure out what happened. That's how fast we got the scoop. But, they try to assassinate T-Daddy.
T-Daddy. That is nasty work. If you haven't seen the video, nigga, the nigga's at the I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm sorry. He was at his rally. You hear what sounds like gunshots popping off, and then he pauses and then drops to the ground. People behind him don't move. They cover him. They're taking him out. He throws up the Black Power fist in solidarity. And then leave. And it's just a weird situation where, I mean, they Secret Service did what they're supposed to do. Because they get Secret Service like the rest of their life.
Oh, right? Forever. Yeah. Right. Like, they made a human shield.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't be Secret.
It's going to take 72 niggas.
I couldn't be Secret Service. Yeah. I could not be Secret Service because I'm a shoot back, but I'm not finna take a bullet for you, mm-hmm. Trump. Or Biden.
Nah,
or Kamala. Whatever. Whomever.
Kamala, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, that is like, wild. Like, this... I don't think it's real.
I think the story is developing. Mm-hmm. And, like, this... It ain't as black and white as it appears to be as of right now. I think there's gonna be some shit to be figured out because there's also one person in custody. So there is one person in custody, a person of interest. Don't know what role they played because apparently they shot and killed the nigga. He was laying dead on the roof allegedly. Right.
Allegedly.
And then they drug him off the roof and walked him out like he was a like they just drank a 18 pack of Natty Light and they throwing the box out and recycling.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like he was stoned at the
In any event, that you took a major risk. So I don't know. Is he a martyr? What was it for? Was it paid? Like a family could be set for the rest of their life.
I ain't saying he deserved to get shot or killed.
Okay.
I just feel like some niggas just need to get humbled a little bit, and I think this might be a humbling experience for him.
If it was a true situation, a true attack.
Because he got up, he was bleeding. So you've seen reports like, oh, he did get shot inside the head. Like,
now they're saying it's a piece of glass that hit him.
It had to be. It looked like it was just bleeding out. Somebody said he was bleeding out the ear. I think he just he fell. Nigga, about 80. Like, anything after the age 60, you fall, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. So
it's going to bleed.
I mean, not rest in peace. Thankfully, Trump is still around, still here with us. So, did you see the debate the other day? Mm-mm. Okay. Please don't miss the next one. I know we not big on the political shit. Mm-hmm. It's comedy. It's really more of comedic relief than it is.
I seen the highlights. It was nasty.
I think you should watch it. Now, with that, do you think President Joe Biden is coherently capable of running the country for another 4 years?
I don't think neither one of them is.
We talking about Biden. Joe Biden and his current physical health.
Is he cognitively there?
Sound.
Yeah.
And apparently he's already did all these cognitive exams and Dr. Fauci and all these niggas said he was good. Well, we see how Dr. Fauci ended up with
in my role of where I do it, where we were talking about before work, I have to try to MJ. I have to try to navigate that on a daily basis sometimes. And thing is with people who are diminished or have a diminished capacity, one day could be perfect. And then the next day it can go all downhill in one fell swoop. You know what I mean? So one day they could be coherently here. The next day their cognitive ability is gone and then they can't really They could tell you the day before. So let's just say I was diminished. The day before, I could tell you Chad was born in the month of November. And then the next day, I'd be sitting here
Drawing a blank.
So, you know what I mean?
And what's funny in all of this was he just did a Q&A the other day. Mm-hmm. And amongst some other things. And he was introducing President Zelensky.
from Ukraine, right?
Yeah, and called him Putin. And then further down, he was trying to introduce, if I'm not mistaken, Vice President Kamala Harris called Donald Trump. He's not making a great case.
He's not
for himself, right?
And I really think he just be tongue tied, but also in a sense, he's older and just a little like.
And the definition of that is like he's not cognitively sound. Yeah. It's no matter how we want to flip it, twist it. Yeah, like you just gave the very most, I think, perfect explanation of it all. Nick can be good today and tomorrow, and by Monday,
he forget what a secret.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like the nigga don't know the passcode to stop World War III.
Is it?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, nah. It's one of those things where we're probably fucked.
Who's the lesser of the two evils?
I don't. What's crazy is I couldn't give you an honest answer, bro. To be real, just to be brutal. Cause you got this, and then you look on the other side, and it might be more conspiracy theory shit, but that, was it Project 2025 shit? It's all kind of on that side of things, right. Not necessarily with him, but just in, you know, the Republican side of things. So it's just one of those things where like, that's why I think I said we kind of fucked on this. Like, and it's one of those things we might just have to fight for 4 years and just see what happened in 2028, to be real. Or just hope somebody,
like, can we just let the country run itself?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll get any worse.
I saw a meme. It was like aliens, and then it said like, yeah, we killed your leaders, took over your government, and got rid of your economy. It was like, and they was like, people were like, about fucking time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We really fucked out here, but anyway.
We just need to come up with like an all-star committee to just run the country for 4 years so we can figure it out.
Like how companies do with like a board.
Yeah, like a board of trustees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta remove the political affiliation and the political agenda from it.
I think everything is political.
But it needs to be 9-to-5 niggas.
Like regular niggas.
Regular niggas.
Like
niggas that have no like ulterior motives.
Like the manager at McDonald's.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga flip for fries at McDonald's?
Probably regional manager. You know what I'm saying? An adjunct professor at a community college. Yeah. You know what I mean? Somebody
that's done a little research.
You know what I mean? Somebody that got a little bit of accolades behind them. Yeah. Like, I, you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
CEO like, of a nonprofit.
Nah. The thing is, it all still becomes political after a while. Because you know why? Now you have a board of trustees. Now they got a vote. And what is that? Politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no matter what, we're fucked. Anyway.
We'll be
all right. Yeah, I feel like as a country we're gonna be all right, because a lot of times we just ignore the shit anyway and just push. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
On to not really happy. It's been a while since we talked, so things have happened. LeBron James Jr., affectionately known as Bronny, just got drafted to the NBA, which is kind of wild because LeBron just averaged, 27-8-8 in his age 39 season. Now his son got drafted to the team he plays for. Summer League has started. Have you watched any of them?
I've seen the highlights of both the first and the second appearance. Right, so he had 4 points first game.
Third one was last night.
When did he have 8? Was that last night?
That was last night. And he went 3-for-14.
I mean,
he sucked. All right. He sucked.
Second game, he had like a stat line of 3-3-4-4, and niggas said he had a quadruple single.
What's crazy is like he is the most hyped 55th overall pick in the history of any sport.
I couldn't tell you who the first pick was. I know who the first pick is. I'm just saying it's just been so overshadowed.
Right. What's crazy is last night him and the second pick played each other.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Well, I mean, because I follow sports as a result of gambling, but
I'm saying a lot of people didn't know that because it was overshadowed by the fact that Bronny James played in his third summer league game. But anyway, he wasn't ready in the first place, but he went because it made sense.
He had to, like, in order for. They knew what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. They knew the stamp they wanted to put on history. Mm-hmm. This was bigger than a skill level move.
Mm-hmm. That man not playing out the G League. If he plays out the G League, is that is top tier nepotism. Let's be real. It's nobody on that Lakers roster that he is better than. Nobody. The kid they drafted in the first round is really good. Connect Four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I agree.
There's absolutely nobody. I don't think there's absolutely anybody in the NBA that he is better.
You don't think he can develop? You don't think he
I just has think a... he's maybe 2 or 3 years away.
And
I feel like he would have benefited for another year of playing college basketball where he was maybe a focal point of some sort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Him going to the NBA this early was like mainly just, I'm going to get drafted regardless. Let me just go ahead and get it out.
Go now so I can play with Dad.
Yeah. And I honestly feel like if LeBron had retired, he wouldn't have got drafted.
But I think we all kind of knew the... Like, it two was or three a, years ago, we kind of knew of the...
Because he said it. He said, I want to play with Bronny. I want to stay in the league long enough to play with Bronny.
This nigga Rich Paul told teams, you draft Bronny if you fucking want to. I'm sending a nigga to Spain.
Yeah.
He not that's signed.
That's wild, right?
Like, that's some gangsta. That, they need to make a move when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say in... In 5 years when Bronny and LeBron's career is over.
It's over.
You know what I'm saying? Like and I say that like with hopes that I'm wrong, Bronny. Yeah. Like I it was just funny.
I agree though. Like
But like when it's all said and done, there's gonna be a crazy fucking movie about this shit.
Right.
Like, it really is. There's already so many movies about LeBron's life. Imagine that one other movie with LeBron and his son playing on the left. Not to mention, I mean, I just feel like the NBA and everybody is going to be a part of this like moment in history where everybody's going to benefit and Lakers is going to win shit.
They will.
Yeah. Lakers going to win shit this year.
That's crazy. They're like the 17th best team in the NBA.
Like, it's going to be... and I feel like if the Lakers wins the chip this year, LeBron's done. Mm-hmm. I can see it. Done. 1 year, I play with my son. We won a chip. I'm going out on fucking top. You can't tell me I ain't the greatest nigga to ever do it.
I feel like this...
Magic Johnson's son... Never mind. I just been going on the deep end.
Like, I get what you're saying, because I all, like, let's think about all the goats.
Michael Jordan's son out here, essentially, like, it, like he's secondarily sucking Scottie Pippen dick.
Yeah.
Like, he out here on shit like that.
Yeah, he a reality TV star now. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he worked for Jordan. I think all his kids work for him.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that's... But I think his daughter run the day-to-day, but they work for Jordan. But yeah, you're right. Which is honestly nasty work to me. Like, him fucking with whatever.
Weird, man. So many other women out here. Like, and you want Scott.
I don't like her now because she got all that work done.
Okay. And she's also came out in an interview and said her and Scotty used to flap 3+ times a day, 7 days. A week.
I know her pussy folded. folded easily. Arby's. Arby's easily. She has the meats.
Bet you $10 that shit dark gray.
She got money. She had what's it called? A vajayshul.
Nah, it ain't a vajayshul.
Rejuvenation.
Yeah, they can revive and rejuvenate that dead pois.
Yeah, it's alive now. Either way, back to I just feel like LeBron getting him in the league, it's a GOAT move type. You know what I mean? But it also speaks, you also got to look at it as, because we're going to look at it because his contract, 4 years?
Seven point something, man.
Yeah. And I think the first 2 years, well, I think they actually guaranteed all 4 years, which most second round picks don't get fully guaranteed deals.
You need that shit.
Yeah, I know. He gonna work for LeBron. Like, you know, like the LeBrons or whatever. The other kid, the good, is the one.
Bryce.
I think Bryce is the one. Like, I think Bronny got Savannah jeans. Like, so he got the athleticism, he just didn't get the size. And Bryce got the size. You know what I mean? So, I'm 5 years. A 6'1 nigga that can't shoot, you really ain't got a place in the NBA.
Is he 6'1?
He's only 6'1? Yeah, they went to the scout and come out. He's 6'1. Exactly. He might.
Yeah, there you go. What's LeBron Dalton name? Zuri?
Same shit.
Yeah, like he's better off in the playing with Kate and Clark now. But,
she'll get him buckets.
Nepotism is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is. And Angela, what's that bitch name? The bitch that had the Chips Ahoy's on it the other day.
Angela Simmons.
And Angela Simmons, nepotism.
We were sat here for, no cap, y'all. We sat here for like 45 minutes trying to figure out why Angela Simmons was.
Reverend turning in his grave right now.
Or his tub. One of them. Is that his daughter? Or is that his niece?
No, never mind. Wait. Is that?
Who her daddy? Is it Reverend? Hold on, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's Diggy Simmons' sister.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I forget like how they shit work, because it's like it's really weird how that like.
Shit I used to watch Ron's House.
I did not. Because none of them like.
Well, in Jamaica, like when we had cable, we stole cable and you only had like choice of three channels.
Really?
MTV, BET, mm-hmm. and something else, maybe CNN or something.
Like, she don't even have a Wikipedia page. Bitch, lame as fuck.
What Wikipedia page gonna tell us what?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
The only part is gonna talk about her early childhood history.
Yeah. No, I agree. So Angela is her is Rev's kid now.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's the brother name? Russell. Yeah.
It's a rich family.
Yeah, they like the first niggas to rap. They were like the first rappers for real.
Rich family.
Yeah,
yeah. Them and then it's Master P and them.
Have you seen that nigga lately? That nigga teeth. Yeah, he built like a goat. Angela in the Oreos bothered me, and because it was the most unsexy thing like she could pop. Like, you think that was worse than the gun shit? The gun purse. Yeah.
It almost seems like a cry for help. I don't know what she need help with.
Man.
Oh, but it just seems
she too old.
I don't know, man. It seems uncharacteristic of her.
Yeah.
She was always like Angela Simmons was. She was always like there. She was cool.
Yeah.
Always thought she might have been a little thick. You know, might have been a little sexy, but she ain't like bad.
Yeah.
Knock you off. You know what I'm saying? Like she was chill. And now it's like,
what you doing?
Yeah. Like we need to come get you out of Memphis.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? It's been going on for a while. It's just like hasn't been in the like spotlight like
and
the,
now, yeah.
Cause like when Yo Gotti first said, you know, I had a crush on Angela, whatever. We was like, oh, okay, we get it. She kind of cute, you know. You ugly, fuck. You know what I mean? Like we get it. And then I don't know if you remember. It was like within the past year. He did that song, and he said something Angela, and she came out on the stage dancing with him, and it was the most cringeworthy thing I've seen in a while. So I just felt like she been lame. It just started, you know, coming to the light in the last, what, week or so? You good, nigga?
Yeah. And it's a lemon pulp.
A lemon pulp?
Yeah, it threw me off.
But yeah, like, cause like she came on that stage and that video was like, I was like, damn, bitch, I ain't know this bitch was this lame. And then she did the gun purse thing, and she just it pissed everybody off.
And it's just not her. Yeah. Like this ain't you. You know what I'm saying? Like this we were cool with what you were. That's I think what you were was what Gotti appreciated. That's what drew him to you.
Yeah, you.
It's just that little
Plain Jane.
You know what I'm saying? With a little hint of, yeah, you can still put it together because you got a lot of money. Yeah. You know, nepotism.
Yeah, nepotism.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You benefited from nepotism. And
what'd she do? What did she do?
Nothing. Reverend's daughter. Well, I knew her from
the show, right?
The show.
And she ain't done that since.
Like, I felt like, if I'm not mistaken, she also had a Sweet 16 episode. Like, you know, know the My Super Sweet 16 shit that used to come on? Like, I feel like she had one. I could be wrong.
I could see that.
But I feel like she had one of them. Like, I just felt like she was a childhood reality TV show star.
Yeah.
Where's Diggy Simmons now?
Diggy had...
Yeah, he had a song or two.
He had a promising rap career. I ain't gonna say promising. You know, he was on the Freshman 11.
He was
on the Double XL Freshman 11. So it was like niggas thought he could, but it was like once we see you as a kid, we can't see you out of that.
You think that's what Bow Wow's problem is?
For sure, it was Bow Wow's problem. Like once we see you as a kid, we just can't see you grow up. Just like. If you have like a girl, let's just say you have a little girl, right? Not a little girl, but let's say you have a child singer or a child female rapper. It will be hard for us to see her sexy as an adult. She was always this, oh, little girl. Oh, you know
what I mean? I almost agreed with that. But then, just hear me out. Hear me out. Hold on.
I don't know why I'm sorry.
just hold on. Hear me out. Katie from My Wife and Kids.
It was crazy. She tough, right? But it's still hard. It's still hard. Let's be real. It's still hard.
I don't even remember Katie from My Wife and Kids.
I just rewatched My Wife and Kids.
And I probably will never watch it again.
You should with that mindset.
I'm just saying. You know,
it's a little okay to think of Claire that way because Claire's around our age.
What's even crazy is the last thing I seen her in was
it's College Hill, right?
College Hill, yeah. the celebrity edition shit, and like she was in there with motherfucking Ray J, and she in there with Ray J, fucking
I know Ray J.
Was it Slim Thug?
Slim Thug, yeah.
I don't see Lil Katie no more with the Wayans brothers and Gina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that Katie is dead to me.
Yeah, I get it. I'm talking about more singers, though. Because, like, with Katie, in a sense, she was a child actor that grew up. I'm talking about, like,
like Megan Good and not Megan Good, but the Tariq joint and Ways Deep. She was a kid in that. Light skin.
Was she a kid in that?
Yeah, she was a kid. She was a.
She was a waist deep.
Not waist deep. The shit with DMX.
Oh.
Same shit.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
DMX, Tyree, same nigga. You know what I'm saying? You get the point.
Yeah. But Now, what I'm saying is, and why I'm saying it is, like, with actors is a little bit different. I'm talking about with a singer, and since, like, when you were a child, you're singing about child shit, but then you try to get grown and try to talk about grown shit, and you're just like, I can't take you serious. Honestly, with it.
I get what you're saying.
It's kind of even hard to watch Tariq in Power as a kind of an adult.
Because he was 14 years old in the first Power series.
I feel like he was 11, it felt like. Go watch episode 1.
I just think we just seen him grow. Like, we raised that nigga for real.
Yeah, no cap. Like, we raised him. We almost raised Raina.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, me neither. I definitely didn't want to raise that other little motherfucker.
She's still around.
You don't remember, like, last episode of the last season? Tariq, I'm happy to see you. Oh, shoot. Robotic ass bitch. Anyway, that child don't deserve
it. You go back to acting school.
Man, a lot of them need to. Anyway, Angela Simmons needs to stay out of Oreos. Then the bitch showed up next day with Cheetos in front of pussy. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that picture.
Nah.
Yeah, she had, like, Cheetos, like, eating out of the bag.
And
it's no sex appeal there. Like, I don't... She's too cute for that.
Is she on coke?
I think it's a little harder than that.
And then, like, got it, my boy. That my dog, duh.
He was just beat two weeks ago.
I fought with got it. And then he came out here with this, Nigga said he built like a bottle of simple. it won't even his. It was his. The suit didn't complement the size.
But nah, like he was just shirtless like a year ago. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like nigga, you know how
nigga been eating Oreos and Cheetos.
Yeah. You think it's happy weight?
What else could it be?
I don't know, but it's nasty. That nigga was at the ESPYs. Stuffed.
No, I think it was poor choice of suit for like body like build.
That nigga like a man, bro. Like, remember that album?
Cross body like four button shit. Like when you big like that, you damn near got to wear some shit with just one button, and that you keep button when you stand up, and when you sit down, you unbutton it.
Right.
Like this shit, you ain't no unbuttoning the jacket you had on. That shit was strapped on.
Right, but it's. Bro, like, he put out an album a couple years ago where he was shirtless on the
cover. Cover,
and I don't remember him looking like
they
that.
They also
bro.
Powder coated that.
They
photo.
Probably did.
Yeah, he was sitting on. Is it the one with, it's like the on black, the car, black yeah. white, the roll, was it the Rolls Royce?
Yeah, something like
the
that.
RR.
Yeah. I don't get how he rich, but anyway.
Nah, gotta been at it for a while, though.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's called Free Game, but yeah.
Gotti has been at it. I remember being. Yeah.
That nigga won't, like, come on.
I remember being in Runner Rapids High School when my mom was dating my stepdad and she used to leave me for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I curated a playlist for the parties I used to throw in the apartment or the condo, whatever you want to call it, we lived in. And the motherfucking Yo Gotti, Nicki Minaj song, what was that shit? Five star bitch. Like that was a hit.
That was his first hit, if you ask me.
That shit used to. I have no shame back then too. It was some BBWs pulling up too. I ain't gonna hold you like some.
You a BBW?
I mean, back then I was a little bit more athletically built. I was at the peak of my athletic high school career. You know what I'm saying? Like wrestling and all that shit. So, you know, I was a big nigga. I had a little lean to me.
Yeah.
But nah, but Five Star Chick used to ring off in the 09s, 2010. Like.
Yeah, that was 09, yeah. You think that's his biggest hit?
I think so, by far. Like, that made me a Gotti fan.
Down in the DM?
That.
Down in the DM might be.
That might be his biggest hit.
Or not lying. I'd take Five Star Chick over Law.
I mean, I think DM, Down in DM to Five Star Chick is 1 and 2.
Yeah, because Down in DM, like, on commercials. Yeah.
Like, so, and also his body of, like, his catalog ain't bad.
He consistent. You know, I like Yo Gotti.
He don't, yeah, he don't have a, like, he don't have an amazing amount of radio hits.
Yeah.
But his work's good.
He actually has a good amount of radio hits. For a nigga that's been in the game since, let's just say, 2008. So that's a 16-year stretch. He got some
that's
shit.
That's why he's rich, though.
Yeah, and also he put on people.
Yeah, man. He got a label.
Yeah, he got a label.
You know what I'm saying? Black Youngs ain't making no money no more. What is he doing?
Because, like, think about this. Five Star, that's a hit. You got I Know with Rich Homie Quan. Mm-hmm. Fuck You with Meek Mill. This is all, and mind you, Act Right, and this is all on one album.
Okay.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, he actually got some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, because Fuck You is a kind of a big hit, if you ask me.
No, ain't no kind of. It is.
You got, on this shit, remember that Got Them Racks?
Uh-huh.
That was, like, if you go back, you know what I mean? Like, Down in the DM Law. I'm not even. Cause ain't no more on that shit. Doing Too Much with Moneybagg, which mm-hmm. kind of put him on. Castro won't really hit, if you ask me.
Where does Memphis fall when it comes to
Memphis fucks up not liking each other.
When it comes to, like, cities like, imprint on the rap game, where does Memphis fall?
And what, like a one, like if you rank a 1 to 10, I guess you can say. I say maybe 10 for real.
Okay, all right. Let me rephrase it like this. As a city, would you say that Memphis falls in the category of the likes of an Atlanta, the likes of a of a Compton, or the likes of a New York City?
Neither. Like, okay. The reason they fuck themselves up is because, like, unlike the other cities, they all collaborate. These niggas just don't fuck with each other. You got niggas from Memphis that are all great individually, but don't do shit together. You got your Yo Gotti's. Oh, you know, you got Yo Gotti, Moneybagg that kind of collaborate. Then you got Dolph, rest in peace. You mm-hmm. got Pooh Shiesty. You got Key Glock, which Key Glock is a hit maker now. It came out of nowhere. Like,
well,
you know what I mean? Like, it kind of.
Well, he kind of, I think, piggybacked off of
Dolph dying.
And,
no offense,
responded, like, yeah. we said, you know, as a people, I think, we said, you know what, we'll take this.
Yeah.
Like, he don't.
He making hits.
Nah, dude. He don't, and I think what it is just we hear a little bit of Dolph in him.
Yeah.
But I think people be trying to say Key Glock be biting off Dolph. I don't think so. I think
got the same lingo.
And Dolph raised Glock. In the mm-hmm. game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna hear a little bit of Dolph and Glock. But I also think Glock still has his own distinct style. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That's Glock. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because he rap a little faster too. He, yep. You know, his cadence is a little different. But I get it. Yeah.
A little different.
It ain't. Yeah, I get it. But Memphis, they could get that. They just don't. They don't never get over the hump, man. Because I feel like New York fell off a long time ago. You can't tell me some hot shit from New York in a while. Hey, Boogie with the Hoodie. I think Houston, Memphis, a whole bunch of places passed by New York a long time ago. Canada might even pass by.
Who?
One nigga.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying.
Nah, I'll take Skepta.
Skepta from Canada?
I don't know. Shit.
I thought them niggas was from UK.
Now, what's that other nigga that... The nigga with the funny case? Baca.
Yeah.
I'll take Baca over anybody from New York.
Giggs?
Oh, I'm good. Like, but you get what I'm saying. What central is he from?
UK?
Yeah,
he's splashing. What's the name now?
Ice
Spice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Rest in peace.
To who? I just they shouldn't have a kid. A kid gonna be see-through.
Yeah, about to say bleached.
Yeah. Nasty work.
like New York bad off
music. They got Ice Spice.
They bad off.
They got Ice Spice. They got
Where's Stacey Redd from?
She ain't from Chicago.
I don't think she's from Chicago. I just don't
care. Or St. Louis. Where is she from?
Honestly, I don't think nobody really paid it any mind. It was like this hoe just here out of nowhere and just like just let it ride. Bitches love Stacey Redd though.
You do too.
I don't.
You do.
I sang that song because it was playing in the car when we was out.
And listen.
I hate that song for real.
So she one of them like she's one of them like you know them little ghetto fabulous people that get accepted by everyone.
She from St. Louis, but yeah.
Yeah, St. Louis. She's that. Yeah, like you got the ghetto bitches that you like, I don't wanna be around you. Get away from me. She one of them ghettos. It's like she a vibe.
I don't.
She a vibe.
It was crazy. I saw a picture the other day with all of them.
You don't like black women.
You went out there because I knew it was coming. I love black women. I'm a black woman even if she don't look like it. but I don't know. I have to tell you the story about me, Shawty, and her dad went to a brewery like a few months ago. We went, and for all y'all that don't know, my lady white, of course, her dad is super white. We go to a brewery, you know, nice little vibe. We, you know, getting IPAs and shit, you know. First thing I hear is, bend that ass over. Get that coochie breathe. Shed that ass for Drake. Mind you, song fire. I ain't gonna cap. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, especially in a vibe like that. It was just a little embarrassing. You know, it's kids in there. It's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
So who was responsible for playing it?
The place. I don't know. It was just like, I just thought it was kind of wild for them to play it out loud in November at 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
But you said it was a brewery, though. Why was kids there? It's an adult establishment.
You know how white people are. White people weird, man. They do a lot of shit.
Was there a black bartender in there?
Nope. I think I might have been the only black person there at the time.
They played it.
They played it for me.
Why you bullshit? They played it for you.
Look, you know, that's the worst. That's the last song they should have played off that album.
It was like, oh, nigga just came in.
Yeah, let me play this. Yeah.
Played it for you.
Either way. We kind of got off topic, but it was worth it, honestly, if you ask me. I don't even know where we... Oh, we talking about Angela. Oh, Angela, stop. Just stop. Like, Tony said, does she got a PRT? Or nah. Like, somebody said, or nah. I'm like, no, she don't. I ain't seen that bitch do nothing.
I do feel like she's just having a... How old is Angela?
How old
high
is
30s?
She? Bro, she older than me.
Yeah.
So... She got to be 40. Bro, she got to be close to 40, bro.
So, dare I say... She's having a midlife crisis. Is this what this is? She ain't got no kids yet, right?
She's 36. She got a kid.
She got a kid?
And apparently her kid's father died of gun violence.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah, and then she's going to go on the red carpet with a gun purse.
And point it stupid.
No couth.
No
tact. Classless.
She's the lamest woman in the world right now.
She losing.
Yeah, she losing.
Gotta be embarrassed.
That's why he wore that suit. She probably picked it out.
Right? Yeah, because the negative and the negative make it positive. So God was like, let me wear the suit so it cancel out. They're going to stop talking about you and they're going to talk about me.
She better watch out because like she got to realize this nigga got a beard now. Like he'll leave her ass for real. Bearded niggas get pussy now. Not me, but yeah.
He's still a little thumbish.
Yeah, he's still ugly than a motherfucker, but what I'm saying, because like, no. She didn't start fucking with him till he had a beard.
Is that what it is?
I think so, because like, he been professing his love for her for years, and then she ain't fuck with him till this nigga had a beard, so.
I don't know.
Speaking of celebrity couples, it's a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart that's been going on a couple days, and I want to speak on it because it's kind of one of those things that's kind of tearing the community up right now.
Hey, tearing shit, right?
So Megan Good was with her slave the other day. Well, Megan Good, no. Where were they at?
I don't even know. Wasn't that the premiere of the...
The Divorces of... What is it called?
The Divorce in the Back, Divorce in the Black. I mean, what? Yeah. I don't know. That,
they were at that
the
premiere.
The Tyler Perry special.
Yeah. Man. And the clip we see is Michael Ealy, who is... And I say this in the most non-homosexual way possible, is widely regarded as one of the sexiest men alive.
By who?
Bitches love Michael Ealy. They love light-skinned niggas with green eyes.
Yeah, fuck that. But
either way,
man.
So he walks up and he is very excited to see Megan Good. He hugs her. He lifts her off her feet. He kind of swings her around in a circle, full 360, drops her back down right beside her guy, and then proceeds to dap up everybody around him. But the clip is doctored, we shall say, correct?
Yeah, it's cut to drive the propaganda. Like, it's...
And also because, like, Jonathan Majors' face looks perturbed, to say the least. Like...
He always looked perturbed, though. I'm just saying,
when did he look like that?
He did not have to audition to be a slave, bro. The nigga just got the natural slave look. It's cause he got rolls in his forehead. That's what it is.
It's his mouth.
And then he got a wide nigga nose. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he's strongly built.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a lot of, like...
He got a lot of bad features.
But he's also, like, in women's eyes, have a lot of aesthetically pleasing features as well. Yeah. Like, no homo. Like, you just said something gay, but I can say...
I get what you're saying.
So, if you say one thing gay, I get it.
You can go out, two negative make a body.
Like, women think he got a nice chiseled body. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's swole.
Yeah, he is.
He dressed weird. You know what I'm saying?
He dressed like a slave.
He do.
He put on his Sunday's best. You know, like, that's some slave shit.
Did you see him gyrating for these white folks the other day? When they were playing "The Not Like Us" by Kendrick,
I did not.
Yeah, that
it was.
This nigga was soldier stepping in there. Like, he,
I did see that. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Like, it kind of like it rubbed me wrong a little bit, yeah. And I don't care what Pastor Devon Franklin did to what's his bitch name?
Megan Good.
I don't care what he did to her.
What did he do to her?
I think, and matter of fact, she just did Shannon Sharp shit.
He's a messy nigga.
And
too.
He's a diva.
Yeah,
right, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
and she pretty much was like, she felt like she did everything she needed to do as a good, God fearing woman, and like it just wasn't enough for Brun. He left her. Mm. I don't necessarily know if it's anything she did. I think he probably just struggled with the fact of who she was. Mm-hmm. And I think there might have been, and this is just pure assumption. I could be so far off what the reality is, but I think she had an image or a brand that she needed to upkeep to continue to have the money coming in. Like,
she's sexy.
As fuck.
She is the complete opposite of Angela Simmons. Like, Angela Simmons tries to be sexy. Megan Good can be sexy without even... Like, she is a sex symbol.
So, and I think in the beginning, Devon Franklin, he spoke publicly about, it's okay. Like, I'm not bothered by the way she dresses or carries herself. But I think at the end of the day, being a man of God and the leader of a church or whatever other, like, capacity he held... I'm sure there was some underlying issues and conflicts that may have presented, you know, certain unfortunate discourses in the relationship that, and it may have just came to a point where she might have tried to overcompensate in other ways and, you know, just certain things that he needed to change about her that, again, I could be wrong, but I don't think there was any. They said there was no infidelity involved or anything like that. And they were married for a long time, 10 years.
What's weird though is like, and this is just me. I haven't been like fully in church in, since I was like probably early. I don't know.
I can tell.
I was at mid-teens. Once they're married, who gives a fuck? And the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the Bible's eyes, like, really the issue was if you do anything before marriage. So what the fuck would his issue be if they married? But I guess it's just conflicting with their images, this, that, and the third. But anyway, back to Michael Ealy sweeping her off her feet. Did you know she's like 10 years older than him?
10 years older than Jonathan Majors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked 10 years older than her.
She is 40.
Yeah, 40 is something.
Yeah, she is 40. Do you think it was inappropriate?
It's weird. It was inappropriate in the first sense that we thought that it was just him speaking to her and not acknowledging him. That was very inappropriate. In the other sense, like knowing that he did speak to him first, it ain't as inappropriate. It just don't lift off the feet. Like, that's a little weird.
I you gotta read the room.
Yeah.
You have to read the room. And even if, granted, I'm sure Michael Ealy knew her a lot longer than Jonathan Majors. I feel like Jonathan Majors needed to pull a Will Smith. He had to.
Yeah, like,
what kind of precedent did that set? Now she gonna get picked up every time she gets up.
Yeah. Drewski gonna do it. And you know what I mean? He not even don't have the ilk of a Michael Ealy, you know what I mean? I don't know, it was a nasty situation, but like I said, I think it was really propaganda more.
Drewski's funny. So Kevin Hart just posted a video on his page. They were on vacation somewhere, him and his wife. Mm-hmm. And his wife had on like some kind of see-through, like
Kevin's wife.
Yeah. Throw over and a bikini. And somebody was recording and like you could see the see-through. You could see like her figure and everything. And this nigga Drewski and Kevin Hart comment like, damn.
He didn't. He trolling.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was, that's what I'm saying. he'll pick up just because he's being funny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and we know what kind of anger problems Jonathan Majors got.
Was that you that commented?
Oh no, Jalen Hardy shit.
Yeah,
he beat him. Sure him. Had to.
They definitely had a strong conversation.
In the Uber.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
In the black Suburban, they had a very strong discussion. In the drive at that, like, he won't hear nothing. Probably got to sign a non-disclosure agreement before you transport him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? So, it's a little, I don't know. It was a nasty situation to see. Because, like, when I first saw it, I didn't think nothing of it at first.
I did.
The reason I didn't think nothing of it with the picking up part. It was the not acknowledging him part that pissed me off. My thing is, that's like somebody, if somebody were to do that with her, like my lady now, it's going to be a problem. But it's because you better acknowledge me too.
So like
it's a respect thing.
So like they said, the video is just edited.
Yeah, it's very edited. That makes sense.
But is that true? I want to, let me see the unedited video.
Yeah.
The unedited video might make me feel a little bit more at ease about the situation.
Because your issue is your issue the lifting up part?
I think it's just too much.
Too much?
Too much. Like,
so you ain't ever like been excited to see a female friend?
Again, man, I'm always a nigga that's going to read the room. Like, 100% of the times. Like, and I'm also a nigga. I think I have very firm control over my emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless, you know what I'm saying? I can control when I'm excited, control, for the most part, when I'm upset. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I have good enough control over my emotions. Even if this is somebody, prime example, I just see my man, Mike, that's in Columbia, first time 13 years. Seen him a month ago, month and a half ago, 2 months, whatever.
Yeah.
I ain't like Nick. We didn't run and jump in each other's arms. Mm-hmm. I was very happy to see him, but it was still like a you know what I'm saying, very alpha embrace, if you will. I don't know how else to.
I'm gonna jump in D Black arms after. We kind of discussed this before, because like I was like, could we kind of. Sometimes we do get ourselves in trouble by discussing things before we come on the podcast. We were thinking, like, we have close female friends. Like, we went to, because if we, whoa, listen to the podcast, they don't know us personally. Me and Chad have known each other, what, almost 15 years at this point. So, we have, of course, with us, we're going to college together. We have friends for the last 15 years. You know what I mean? Close ones at that. You know what I mean? You have Courtney. You have Tara. You have Tracy. You have... I can name plenty. Shit, Mooka. Just females. So we many we can see it. IKEA. We can see them at any given time. And, you know, it's one of those things like, oh, yeah, we ain't seen each other in 2 years, but damn, it still felt like I seen you yesterday.
Yeah.
But when we see each other, we're going to run to each other. I just don't remember lifting them up. You know what I mean?
We're not lifting IKEA. I can tell you that.
I'm not lifting Chelsea.
Chelsea, if anything, gonna lift us up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I seen a flex the other day.
Yeah, D Black one time hooked Chelsea and he was on his tippy toes. Like, it's...
One leg up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just feel like you got to read the room.
All right,
so, like, me and my wife was talking about it this morning. And, you know, she didn't necessarily ask me the question, but I kind of said, I don't know how I would react should you see one of your old friends, maybe a friend that you hadn't seen in X amount of time that you knew way before I did.
Right.
I don't necessarily know how I would react, you know, should you see him and he hugs you and, you know, maybe the nigga 6'2" and, like, just hugging you got you off your feet. Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna wanna, like, you know, one in one instance, I feel like I should turn that motherfucker into a track meet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then in the other instance, I, like, understand. Like, just not too much. Don't do too much.
She 4'11".
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, don't do too much. And I'm also, I don't necessarily think I'm, like, a jealous person anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm also not insecure.
Nah. Why? You know what I mean? Why be...
But I'm just.
That one got mad.
I'm gonna tell you why. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but like I also know that if this is some if this is a nigga I ain't never heard about, like. I know my wife's male friends, like, or at least know of, even if she haven't.
Said something,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they've probably been to the wedding.
Right.
She invited some of her male friends. They came to the wedding. Mm-hmm. Man, this is some random motherfucking joke of that. I don't know. Like, first of all, you better Heisman this hoe.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be two problems.
Yeah.
I'm going to handle him first and then. You know, we're going to have a conversation.
A
like,
combo.
You know what I'm saying? What the hell going on?
So, here's another theory. Maybe they got together, right? You know, she fresh off a divorce. He fresh off a beating. You know, they're talking about their past. like you see him chase that bitch up. Uptown, nigga. Like, shit. Let's call a spade a spade.
You say he fresh off a beat?
Yeah. That nigga say, he said, you know, I love work. Yeah. He said, nothing better than work. Except for my daughter. And Megan. Yeah, man, nigga. But anyway.
He got kids?
Yeah, I think he got a daughter. Cause you ain't never seen that video of him leaving the gym jacked up like that, and Lou Young redid it. Yeah, he said nothing better than working. Like, cause they was like, "Are you working out for?" He was like, "For work." They was like, "You got a job?" He was like, "Yeah, nothing better than working." But anyway, Maybe it was somebody they passed. It was like, you know, I fucked Michael Ealy back in 98.
So what were they? Were they the couple in Think Like a Man? Was that man good, Michael Ealy? Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was with Ballhead, cause he was with Taraji.
She was with the nigga that she ended up hitting him with the 90-day rule.
Yeah, shit. Ballhead, okay. Cuz from 40 years old. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. They was in two movies together. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, cuz, like, back, like, you know, chill out. But I get what you're saying. Like, lifting. Like I said, my issue ain't the lifting of the feet. It's the not acknowledging me. That's the disrespect.
I think he acknowledged him, though.
In the videos that's been floating, he didn't.
Yeah.
Because it was like, lift her off her feet. And then.
Spin around.
Then. Oh, cuz, Tyrese, what's up? Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, like, definitely, throughout that time frame, I seen bro get on, he got on Instagram. He got off Instagram, he sent a text,
yeah.
He checked the email, like, and the spin around was still, yeah. Like, yeah. He ran out of shit to do.
And during that time, like, bro, he did that with her. He dapped this nigga up, and yeah. Then told a nigga that's off a friend, take a picture of me and all these niggas.
Yeah. No, that nigga asked Jonathan Majors, you want to get in? the title of this episode is going to be called Hands in Your Pocket. Because that's what Jonathan Majors' hands was in his pocket while his bitch got spun.
Yeah.
Like, now that you put it that way. Michael Ealy, like he wouldn't, like, they would have had to pull him out of power.
Yeah. Nah, the way he talked to that picture, I don't want
the
no
way
smoke,
I'd have embarrassed him on that red carpet.
Oh, yeah. It
like, 50 would have pulled him out of power.
You know what's crazy, though? Jonathan Majors embarrassed himself more than anything. Because, not, like, insert yourself as a alpha male.
All right.
Not dressed like that, all right, but yeah. Well,
all right, so, like, Richard, we're going to have to wrap this up in a minute, yeah. But I'm enjoying the conversation. So, what was the right response for Jonathan Majors in that moment? Like, in that moment, your lady got... You don't know this is coming. Mm-hmm. You don't know this is going to happen, right? You obviously, Megan Good ain't been with you long enough. All right, hear me out. So, I feel like if, let's say Megan Good and Pastor Devon Franklin were still married, and that was a red carpet event for a movie she just had, or a movie they're debuting, or whatever, I don't think Michael Ealy or any other nigga would have hugged her, embraced her, and scooped off her feet. The problem is, I don't think Michael Ealy take the fucking relationship serious.
Yeah.
You know, like, in his mind, he's thinking... You out here with the little boy. Like, you just got with this little slave-ass nigga 3 weeks ago.
That fit was nasty, too. Like, he was dressed...
The odds were against...
Jonathan Majors, yeah.
Yeah, like, you... Come on, dude.
You dressed like Bag of Vans. Your lady is starring in this movie. And Michael Ealy walks up. They've been in movies together. Like I said, this nigga was in Barbershop. Like, it's...
There's chemistry. There was chemistry. Michael Ealy is happily married with kids and a white wife and all that shit. Yeah. Yeah. But there's...
He wouldn't be me so bad.
I'm saying there's chemistry. Yeah. We saw it. It was natural. Like...
They fucked.
I'm just saying, like, in your early days of being with Megan Good, arguably, you know, top five, you know, prettiest celebrity women.
She's top 10 all. For sure.
That's why I said arguably for the top five, right? You gonna have to come a little harder than this one, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I don't know why you so comfortable. Why you so content?
So, personally, in that situation, I would at least say something. You know me anyway, though. I'm going to say something regardless. Like, what you on?
So, all right. Do you... I don't know. I think this was just a lose-lose situation. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Because if he say something, he's an aggressive black man.
And so maybe you did beat that white woman. you know what I'm saying?
He did!
I'm just saying, like, he was going...
I feel what you're saying.
It was set up for him to lose from the very beginning. He shouldn't have went. You know what I'm saying?
He got supported though, right?
Bro, like there is going to be 15 niggas that slept with her in a movie coming to this debut.
Yeah.
Are you able to handle this?
Yeah, have that same energy when Tyrese do it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you able to handle this? Mm-hmm. Like, can you handle the amount of pressure?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
to be with a sex symbol.
Like, can you, like, and, yeah. And.
Could you do it?
And there, no.
You couldn't, right?
Ah, no. And my.
Who would you rather be with, Megan Good or Tiana Trump? Two different types of sex symbols. Literally. One's a literal sex symbol, and then the other one's. One's sex and one is symbol. You know what I mean?
I take the symbol because at least you don't publicly see.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you get what I'm like?
Yeah.
Because they're still both, I can say, equally attractive, but they're. Look wise, they're kind of there.
Yeah, my problem is like there's a nigga jacking to Tiana right now.
There's a nigga jacking to Megan.
I'm just saying they're gonna jack to a picture.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying that they gonna jack to the picture of Megan Good with a picture of her in the jersey that say Miss Good if you nasty or whatever her jersey said.
It said Miss Good if you nasty or whatever.
Yeah,
she got her news got leaked.
Megan Good?
Yeah, back when she was with Cuz.
Franklin.
That's why I was like, it's a little weird now.
Man, some homework.
Yeah, it's a little Hershey kid. Anyway, fuck them. Either way, we gotta head out because we ain't got nothing else to talk about. Because that took a lot out of me. I'm more hung up on his fit, and then the look he was giving. Did you see that other picture they took like last week, where they looked like so awkward?
They need
to break up.
There's just something about him. I just
both of them, right?
No, him.
Oh,
she's fine.
He's a better actor than her, though. He's good at what he does. I give him that.
He's typecast, man. He's a slave.
He was in Marvel. He wasn't a slave in Marvel.
Typecast. Nigga played an African-American pilot. And he played a fucking Tuskegee Airman. I'm just saying. Like, he's typecast. Man. He's going to be your fucking primitive black man.
That's been through some shit.
Yeah, because he's got the appropriate features that fit the role. Mm-hmm. He's a wide nose. Wide shouldered, strong, ugly ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I get it.
He fits it.
Yeah, he does. And what's crazy?
He's gonna be.
You think he'll work again?
Yeah, he will. I mean,
because Kevin Porter just got signed in the NBA. I don't know if you remember, he choked this bitch out in a hotel.
Yeah, like.
And man, he got a new contract, but Jonathan Majors can't get a movie.
No, right. he will. Nah, matter of fact, he's got some. I wanna say he's got. It don't matter. Like you got to sometimes you got to like start over and
yeah, because he was a box office smash.
Nah, he was.
Yeah,
and he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be fine. Like anybody
else.
He ain't Diddy. No,
like Diddy's not.
What Diddy did compared to like Jonathan made more men beat women than y'all think. Touchy subject. Touchy subject. But we have to acknowledge the reality. And maybe some.
I don't mean to laugh. But yeah.
So, all right. So there's
certain. I get what you're saying.
All right. There's certain things. There's certain. Matter of fact, I'm going to. Let me record this. Because for real, there is. I know I might be drinking a little bit. That I might be. Hold on. So, my boy Justin is here, right? We recording, and I just had to. I got to see if y'all agree with me. There is certain things What the fuck was I even saying? No, for real.
No, you were saying that because we were talking about Diddy and Jonathan Majors, and we're comparing them because you were saying like Jonathan is coming, it's gonna come back, whereas Diddy is not.
Okay.
And then you were saying there's more men. It's men beat a lot more bitches than we think. More men beat women than we think.
All right. Yeah. So. Domestic abuse or domestic violence is a lot
terrible thing. Yeah.
It is a terrible thing.
And it goes on a lot more. Than,
yeah. And it's a lot more common than we think. And it's also the same idea that a lot more people do cocaine than we think. Like there's,
a lot, that no that that's the older we get, the more we realize more people really do. More people do cocaine than niggas beat bitches.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll tell you a story when we get off this.
Cocaine is a very, very popular drug, and I've noticed that more now as I've gotten older.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a story about somebody you know and I know that's on that shit heavy. And,
but either way, yeah. None of it's right. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just
cocaine
I'm just,
might be.
I'm just saying.
Talking about domestic. Okay.
Yeah, and a lot more women are like they're quiet about it. I'm not sure why.
Right. A lot of, especially for like black couples, they feel like it goes back to slavery and the underworld. They didn't want the men to face more hurt than they already did. They were going through slavery, so they didn't want to get them in trouble, so they never said anything. They say it's like carried over for centuries, you know what I mean? But anywho, Jonathan Majors.
He whatever they said he did.
He did it.
I don't care. And actually, y'all might want to go do a wellness check on Megan Good. He beat her after this whole Michael Ealy shit. You can't convince me otherwise. Mm-hmm. He whooped her. I'm telling you, he tied up and whooped her.
He at least grabbed her arm really hard. Like he did something, bro. Like,
hey,
I bet you if you check right above the elbow,
she got a laceration to her tricep. Right, but he had that in that yellow cab. That what was the shit at? Was it in Atlanta at the Tyler Perry Studio?
Nigga, I honestly don't even know where they were. What were they at?
I don't know.
They were at her, you said
wherever they was at, there's a video of Jonathan Majors dragging Megan Good like Diddy drag Cassie from that elevator.
All right, go ahead, man. All right, well,
that's all I got for you. This your boy, Chizzy Chad, coming again to you live.
And I ain't daddy no more. I'm just Justin. Y'all be easy, all right?